begins to, you can see him digging around people. Amen. The devil will say, well, nobody prayed last night. But let me tell you, a lot of times we want the seed planted and we want to see the results then. Amen. But when the seed is planted, it said one watered, one gave the increase, but God gave the increase. One planted, one watered, but God gave the increase. Amen. You know what I'm waiting on? I'm waiting on the increase. Amen. But I thought about today as I was standing over there, and when God makes the altar, there's nothing we can do about it. Amen. And I thought about, I just feel just an encouragement in my soul for those that came to the altar this morning. Amen. And you know what? The Lord let me know, and I'm going to read just in a minute here. We might as well get into it. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I'm going to read a little more, but you can sit down today. I appreciate you reverent of God's Word, but it says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Amen. I thought about when the first sister come up there today. I was standing there praying for her, and I was thinking, God, you know what she's going through. Amen. You know exactly what she's facing. You know exactly how the devil fights our minds. Amen. But as I stood there, the words begin to come to me that said, casting all your care. And when you begin to study on casting, it means just to roll over. Amen. You know what we was doing this morning? When the Holy Ghost began to usher in, I felt people beginning to roll their burdens over on Him. I learned a long time ago that there's some burdens that I cannot carry. I learned a long time ago that there's some pressures I cannot do on my own. Amen. But I want to tell you, I read an article one time, and it's time that we are not looking at the situation as everything would come to us at one time. But we need to begin, Brother Bobby, to lean upon a God and say, God, I can't do this all by myself. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, it talks about a storm rising in their life. Amen. And they went and they woke Him up and they said, matter that we perish, it's time that you realize He's not going to let you perish, but He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you need. And this morning I felt the sweetness of the Holy Ghost coming through these aisles and saying, I know what you're going through. I know exactly what you're feeling. And when you're overwhelmed, David said, lead me to the rock. You know what I feel this morning? I feel the Holy Ghost speaking and saying, run to the rock. It's time for you to stop trying to carry it alone. But we've got to let Him help us. I feel the Holy Ghost here in a mighty way. As I stood over there, I thought, God, I'm thankful that You're still mindful of us. Amen. I believe it was Lazarus laying by the road. I may have this wrong. May have been the blind Bartimaeus. I get them mixed up sometimes. But he began to cry. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy. Amen. And all of a sudden, it said Jesus stood still. Amen. Amen. You know what? The cry of His people gets our attention. Can you say amen? I said the cry of His people gets His attention. We hear the cry, but He inhabits the praises of His people. It's time to realize we may be men, but there ain't nothing wrong with crying. It's time that we get back to running to Him and saying, God, I know that You've got a plan, and I'm rolling it over. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, we're rolling it over on You. I'm casting all my care upon Thee because it cares for You.
We are living in an overwhelming situation time.
We're living in a time that seems like the trials that we're living through are very overwhelming. Amen. I thought about, I have a dad that a sickness, it is always there, seems like. It seems like he goes through things that we never thought he would go through. Amen. But I thought about one time, I could feel myself really being overwhelmed. Amen. And I had Sister Ella just to find a place and begin to pray and say, God, I don't know what to do here. It ain't something to be embarrassed about. We don't know what to do with every situation, but I know what God spoke to me right there. Casting all your care. You know what He's wanting us to do this morning? Is begin to roll it over on Him and begin to say, God, I can't do it on my own. I cannot do this all by myself. And then all of a sudden, we feel the big arms of God begin to wrap around our soul and begin to let us know that you can get through. It's time to realize that we can get through with Him on our side. Heard a man preach one time. He said the word through. It means that you're going in, but you're also coming out. Amen. You're going into battle, but there's a guarantee that you're coming out. Amen. We are living in a time that the enemy is saying, no, you're never going to survive this one. It seems like more pressure. It seems like more things that are wearing down on us. But I'm here to tell somebody, casting all your cares upon Him. You know what happened this morning when we begin to feel the Holy Ghost? I said, Jesus stood still. He heard your cry. He heard your petition. It's time for you to realize that your prayer's not in vain. So many times we pray and we pray and we see no difference. But I want you to understand something, that when we cry, He listens. We are His children. And when my children, my physical children, my biological kids cry, guess what? I want to know what's wrong. Amen. We've got twin girls and got Clay. Amen. He's a blessing. Amen. But I thought about when they brought them home from the hospital, I couldn't even tell them apart. Amen. They'd lay there and I'd think, Brother Bobby, I had Marissa. And they'd say, now who do you have? And I'd try to guess them. Amen. But I always wrong. Amen. But I'll tell you, there was a mama involved that she could hear the cry of one of them babies. And she'd say, Marissa's awake. And I'd think, what in the world? And I'd go get her and she'd explain to me why this is Marissa. Amen. But I'll tell you, if that mother right there knows the cry of them baby girls, how much more our Heavenly Father knows your cry. He knows why you're crying. He knows what you're going through. And this morning, He's wanting you to know, just roll it over on Him. Just go ahead. Don't try to carry it, because we cannot carry the load, but He can. I've always been a big stout boy. I thought about it, and you'll think this is crazy, but I love to work. Hey man, it's something I enjoy to work. That's just me. And I never was afraid, Brother Bobby, to get under there and do whatever it took to get the job done. Hey man, well, a lot of people leaned on that because I'm big. Hey man, they wanted me every time they moved. Hey man, then I got a truck and it became even worse. Hey man, you was big and had a truck, you had a lot of friends. Hey man, but I thought about there was things in my life that I realized, I don't care if I weighed 300 pounds, guess what? I could not stand under the load. You know what people look at sometimes and they wonder why? Why is it that they're discouraged? Why is it that they feel like they can't go on? You don't know the problem. You don't know the trial. But I know one thing. We serve a God. I said we serve a God that knows all about it. And there's nothing too hard for the God I serve. It's time that we are casting our cares. It's time that we're rolling it over and saying, God, I can't carry it, but You can. When the storm began to overtake the ship, waves beginning to crash, they felt forsaken. And he was asleep on the ship. But they went to him and they awoke him. And they let him know that, hey, do you know what's going on? You know what? Sometimes we try to figure it out on our own. But until we realize that we're needing Him, He is waiting on us to say, Lord, I'm here in my frail condition and I'm needing Your help. I am needing Your supervision. I am needing Your direction. Amen. And when we get to that point and the cry goes out to heaven, I feel like all of a sudden, He stands real still. Like, you know what He did to the rain? You know what He did to the wind? You know what He did to the thunder and the lightning? He spoke peace. I feel like this morning, He's getting ready to speak peace in your situation. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know how to help you. But I know one thing. What I felt this morning, ushering through them doors and walked down this aisle, it was saying, hey, go ahead, roll it over on me. Ah, I feel the Lord here today. I said, roll it over on Him. We need to realize that it's bigger than us. It's bigger than us. We do not have the capability. Why are our bodies so broke down? Why is our nerves just about shot? Because we are trying to figure it out ourselves. Amen? We're trying to fix it ourselves. But guess what? I'm giving you a helpful hint this morning. It won't be through our might. It won't be through our power. But it's going to come from Him. And let me tell you, when He fixes things, He does it perfect. Can you say amen? I said, when He fixes things, He does it right. And there ain't no question in Brother Bob. But I'll tell you what He does. When He comes on the scene, things begin to change. Things begin to happen. And I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning to tell somebody, lean on Him. It's bigger than you. You cannot. You know what He told the disciples? He said, listen, the storm is raging, but all your job is to row the boat. Amen. Leave the things that are out of your hands into my hands. We can't control the rain. We can't control the storms. But I know one thing. He called us to row the boat. And if He called us to row the boat, let's row the boat. Can you say amen today? I said, let's begin to do what He wants us to do. I learned a long time ago. I've been a pastor's son for 37 years. 37 years I've been a pastor's son. And Blake, you know what I needed to do? I try to figure things out. How's the pastor's son? There was a problem. It's nature in a man to try to fix things. Amen. That's just our nature. That gets us in trouble sometimes. Because ain't everything we can fix mechanically. But I'll tell you what, I would try as a young man. I'd see Dad under the load. Amen. I'd see, and Brother Bob, I was going down the road today. And I was just praying for your young couples. Amen. And I thank God for these two right here. Amen. I thank God for them two right there. And I praise God for the rest of you. But I want to tell you something. These young people, amen, have the strength. Amen. Amen. To help things go a little farther. But I want to leave one thing with the young couples. You've got to depend upon God. I thought about Jessica, is Bob's daughter. She knows Bob. Amen. I knowed my dad. Amen. I seen when he was under the load. I knowed when things wasn't going just right. And in my mind, Brother Drake, you know what I'd want to do? I wanted to fix the problem. But I found out at a very young age, I found that I did not have the strength. I found out that I could not pull the whole load. But I'll tell you what I did find out when I knelt to an old time order. God can fix things so fast when I run to Him. But every time that I tried to fix it myself, I always made a mess of things. Can you say amen? Has anybody ever made a mess of things? God would say, hold your peace. Let me fight your battle. And victory will be ours. And sometimes, you know what, it's hard. I walked in and Brother Bob probably won't care for me saying this. Brother was telling him the other night. He said, Bob, man walks up, spits in your face. What are you supposed to do? I just kind of leaned an ear over. I thought, well, here goes the pastor. They get all kinds of questions. Bob said, boy, I'll tell you, you're supposed to hug their neck and tell them you love them. He said, are you serious? Bob said, yeah, man. He said, just tell them you love them and go on. He said, Bob, I couldn't do it. Let me tell you, we face things sometimes that are hard for us to take. Sometimes we go through things and we don't understand why that we're in the condition we're in. But I'll tell you what, church, sometimes it's a learning curve of the things that He's already moved for me. It gave me confidence that there's nothing that I cannot take to Him. My mom and dad, and you'll find this funny, the washing machine start tearing up. Dad get his anointing oil. He'd pray for that old washing machine. It'd run and run and run. Old refrigerator stopped cooling. Dad get his anointing oil. He'd begin to pray. And I thought he had an old Oldsmobile. And that old Oldsmobile, he'd raise the hood and he'd spray everything under the hood with WD-40. And he'd tell me, he'd say, man, that thing runs so much better when I do that. And as I'm older, back then I believed him, Blake. Amen. I thought, boy, this car does run good. Amen. But you know what it took? It took us a learning how to depend upon God. Amen. There's not always going to be money in the bank. Amen. There ain't always going to be groceries in the cabinet. Amen. There always ain't going to be money to go out and buy a new outfit. But I know one thing, Brother Bob. I thought about my girls. Amen. When they was very young, my wife got to praying and she said, Lord, I know that there's a set of twins that are holiness twins. Amen. That you can supply. I know that they're out there. Where, I don't know. But I know there's some holiness twins. And Brother Blake has holiness twin sisters. Amen. And all of a sudden one day, Flora's mom calls and she says, Flora, somebody just called me and they've got a bag of clothes for your girls. Amen. And Flora was all excited thinking about maybe some nice clothes. Amen. Well, what we didn't know was there was two of everything. Two jean skirts. Two dress skirts. You tell me God don't know. I'll tell you what God can do. He'll supply your every need. And His bank never runs dry. It's time to realize we've got to cast our care upon Him, for He cares for you. That was probably the most amazing thing. We was young at that time. Sister Flora began to pull it out. She said, oh, look how cute this top is. She'd reach in that bag and she'd go, look how cute this top is. They're just alike. She'd reach down in there. Brother Blake, they don't even know what a blessing that was to the Shepherd family. You know what, church? I'm leaving you with some tidbits to begin to think God can supply. I said His bank never runs dry. It said He daily loadeth me with benefits. That means every day that I wake up, He's got a storehouse of benefits. Let's cast our care upon Him. Because He cares for you. It said every hair of your head's numbered. I was listening to a little lady testify just a while back. And people look at things different. But I thought about, she had cancer. She had a little bonnet on and had lost her hair. And she said, I would comb my hair. And she said, I'd look in that brush and all my hair was falling out. Now, to a woman, that is a very detrimental thing. But as she testified, guess what she said? I'd look at them hairs and I'd say, every hair of my head, God knows where they're at. And I begin to think of that, and I begin to think, oh God, that you know, even when one falls out. Amen. I'm telling you, church, He knows us on a personal basis. Amen. He knows us on a basis of that He knows what we're thinking. He knows exactly the overwhelm point. But oh, this morning, I feel the sweetness of the Holy Ghost as it come through these doors. And it said, I know you. I know you. And He began to call you by name. And when we begin to cry, let me tell you, church, it's time to realize that every cry that went out, that He stood still. And He said, I know right here on 5 Mile Road, there's a need right there. And I feel like that He sent His angels this morning to encamp around you, to let you know that you don't have to be in the battle alone. My dad laid in intensive care. And I thought about one day I go in there and they took the ventilator off of him and he cried. And he said, oh, I've been under the mulberry trees. And we knew he was on medicine and we knew. And at that time I really wasn't studied God's Word like I needed to. And he'd look at me and he'd say, son, you know what I mean, don't you? And I'd just kind of smile at him, but I didn't know what he was talking about. We thought maybe the medicine they had him on, he was kind of talking out of his head. And everybody would come through the door and he'd say, oh, and he'd just cry. And he'd say, I've been under the mulberry trees, amen. And I thought finally one day just me and him sitting there and I said, Dad, what is it that you're telling us? Amen. He said, you know, David, when he was about to go to battle, amen, he said, Lord, I will not move until I hear the rustling through the mulberry trees. And when the mulberry trees begin to move, that was God's plan to say, go to battle. Amen. You know what, church? It's time that we're depending upon Him. It's time that we are giving Him everything. And stop trying to figure it out ourselves because it's bigger, it's mightier, but we serve a God and He's able to move and He will help you through. Sister Flora, get us on. It's time that we are beginning to cast it on Him. Roll it off of our shoulders onto His shoulders. My dad was leaving the hospital after another bout of pneumonia. And I thought about the doctor coming in and he said, you do realize how critical your dad is. We're sending him home with hospice. They told us that both lungs was filled up with pneumonia. They didn't even know how he was breathing. And the doctor wanted him out of the hospital because dad didn't want no procedures done. They'd say, well, we want to do this. And dad'd say, no, we're not going to do that. He'd say, well, this will help you. And he'd say, I really don't want to mess with that. And I felt the overwhelmness of what the doctor said. And he said, you take him home. He's got maybe a week, 2 weeks left. He said, if everything goes the way planned, it may be even shorter. We got dad home and put some oxygen on him and he's laying there very short of breath, still smiling, you know dad. He wanted every one of the grandbabies in the bed with him. He said, get them all in here so we can talk. And he'd sit there and talk to Morgan Rissa and Clay and Caitlin and Ethan and Sierra and he and Megan, and he just wanted them to know he loved them and tell them everything. Well, I begin to watch Mom. Mom's solid as a rock. And this was starting to hit home on Mom. The little hospice nurse come in and she said, you're in denial. She said, he's not going to last very much longer. She said, you need to make funeral plans. You need to find out what he wants. And I could feel that overwhelmness. But I thought about Sister Ella when I pulled out of the hospital that day. I was in the truck behind the Mom driving and we was very sad. And I thought about I said something driving down the road. I was in the truck by myself. And I said, Lord, He's in Your hands. And I drove a little farther and I began to weep. And I said, God, He's not only in your hands, He's in your capable hands. Let me tell you something, church. His hands are capable. He can do things that we cannot. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in a mighty, mighty way today. We have got to put Him where He needs to be. We try everything else and He's the last resort, when we should be running to Him right off the bat and saying, God, Your hands are capable. Well, a few days went by. I'm trying to close here. I thought about the little hospice nurse come in, and Dad said, would you care if we prayed with you? And she kind of looked a little funny, and she said, that's great. Well, all of a sudden, we're sitting there, and that little nurse just a crying. We didn't even know her. And I thought, God, You're so awesome. She moved away to California, still writes Mom and Dad, just to find out how things are going. But I thought about within about a 2-week span, that little nurse, she'd come in and she'd say, they're sounding better. But the doctor said, there's no way they can. When we have pneumonia, we get up, we walk around, and it causes your lungs to cough it up, causes your lungs to break it up. But Dad's laying flat of his back, very seldom even got out of the bed. So they knowed without a doubt there's no way possible medically that things were lining out. And that little nurse, she'd come and she'd say, yeah, this one's sounding better. Well, all of a sudden one day we took him back for a checkup and that little doctor said, boy, them breathing treatments are working. Said, that antibiotic I got you on has cleared this pneumonia completely up. But you know what happened there? I'll tell you exactly what happened. We was overloaded. Amen. We didn't know what to do. Amen. And David, when he said, I'm overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. You know what God did? He reached and grabbed us by the hand. And He said, I know you don't feel like walking to me right now, so I'm going to lead you. Amen. You know what God's doing this morning? He's leading somebody through the time that you feel like you can't go no farther. You know what He's doing this morning? He's saying, hey, just give it to me, I am capable. Stand all over the house. When we get to the point that we fully trust Him, the best part of our life is just about to start. John, do you get worried?
Yeah.
I'm probably a worry wart, what they call them. And I know that's bad. But I find myself worrying about things. Then I find myself running to Him and thinking, why am I worried? You know, the Lord let me know when Dad was dying that He was in control. So this morning I want you to know something. He's in control of everything. He knows your medical history. He knows your bank plans. He knows how many groceries is in the cabinet. He knows if your shoes are wore out. Amen. Amen. I thought about Dad. I'm trying to close here. He was always a big man, and now I've grown to be as bigger than him. And he said the worst thing he ran into was, he said, I never found nobody to give my clothes to. He said, nobody's as big as me. And he said, man, I'm so glad John Jr. can wear these things. And you know what he'll do sometimes? This is the way Dad operates. Will he just buy him a pair of shoes? No. It'll be buy one, get one free. Guess who gets a free pair? Amen. So God even knows when we need shoes. He knows when we... Dad one time went to the Goodwill and found some, I believe they was Armani suits. Well, if you know anything about it, I'm not much into name brands, but I'll tell you what, you're talking $300-$400, maybe $500-$600. I don't even know. And Dad got to preaching, and he had one on, and he said, you know what? That big old lawyer didn't know he was buying them for a holiness preacher. God knows what you have need of. And if He will daily loadeth us with benefits, that tells me He has an endless supply. And let's learn to cast all of our care upon Him. I want my wife to sing this morning. We love you guys. And I want you to know something. God is mindful of you. So every time the devil tells you you're all alone, say no. That little preacher from Richmond, Indiana said, God knows where I'm at. And let's depend upon Him as we come and pray, everybody that will.
Learning to lean, I'm learning to lean. Learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. Lean on Jesus. The joy I can't explain is filling my soul. Since the day I made Jesus my King, His blessed Holy Spirit is leading my way. He's teaching, I'm learning to lean. Learning to lean, learning to lean. Learning to lean on Jesus. I'm finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. Learning to lean on Jesus. So sad, hearted, often I've knelt. I found God's peace so serene. All that He asks is a childlike trust and a heart that is learning to lean. I'm learning to lean, to lean, learning to lean on Jesus. I'm finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sometimes we can be like the man.